I'm Ralph.
What a face.
Did you say Ralph?
Ralph, yeah.
New, funny story. All of my friends in Michigan used to call me Ralph.
I know, that's why I said that.
How'd you know that?
Because you told this already.
Oh.
On an episode that was just released today.
Oh.
That's why I said
and
that.
And that's why I don't bacon pod.
Bacon pod.
Honestly, I don't remember anything that happened in that last episode. I really don't. I don't remember your story. I remember being perplexed by the ending. I remember being like, that's the end, because I didn't hear any of how it happened.
Well, you can listen again.
It'll be like a whole new story.
Exactly.
That's why we're going to get through this episode before this kicks in.
Okay.
Hopefully. I don't know.
What a switch. You have a Delta 8 and I have an actual drink.
I know. It's wild.
Yeah.
I've had enough actual drinks for today, though. I mean, I feel like I could have driven home from the bar, but
I don't think you could have. I knew the second that you answered the phone.
How did I answer the phone?
You're like, hi, what's wrong? And I'm like, what?
I didn't know you were already here. I was still eating my Taco Bell.
No, I was at home. I was telling you I was getting ready to leave the house. And you're like, hi, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't remember that conversation. Sorry. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm Rael.
I'm Tamara.
Welcome to Fearful Friends Podcast. I'm an alcoholic. Oh my God, look at that.
So,
in my defense, I have been leaning heavily on the THC side of things. I have not been drinking as much. Therefore, I'm a bit of a lightweight these days. So the amount that I would have been able to drink normally before we record is a bit much these days.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have 3 drinks and I'm like, woo!
She's a woo girl.
And I'm just talking to random people at the bar and I'm...
Wow.
Yeah. It's a fun time. I am a woo girl. I literally wooed at you.
Yep.
When did I woo at you?
Just now.
No, that was you.
No, that was you.
No, you went woo. Oh, wait. I'm not even drunk anymore. I just forgot.
Okay.
Can we just cut all that out?
No. No. So I've had a cold all week. If my voice sounds horrible.
Here's the thing. Was this cold caught from when you came over here to record?
No.
Because I was sick.
No.
And then you probably just touched some shit, even though it was like a week after?
No. My kid goes to public school. I guarantee you came from that. She puts her hands in her mouth constantly.
The thing that I had, remember, and you were like, that's fine. I'm going to come over. Whatever. The thing that I had went around my store like a fucking merry-go-round. And like, everyone, it was literally the day after someone came into contact with someone who had the sniffles, then they were sick. It was insane.
Now, the only thing going around my branch is like drama, pettiness,
cellulitis.
And what?
Cellulitis.
Cellulitis. No. Damn, I love the way your brain works. Yeah, work has been just so much drama. I literally had to take a Xanax yesterday.
She's a drama mama.
Yesterday, my boss had to leave in the middle of the day because her husband got sent to the hospital and they weren't letting him out because he was having like all these issues with his blood pressure. So she was all stressed out and she leaves to go to the hospital. And then because I'm on Ozempic, I started having a stomach ache and I always, always, always carry my medicine with me. And of course that day.
Not that day, huh?
Of course, I didn't have it with me and I live 5 minutes from work. So I told every single person in the branch, like I'm the manager, my manager's not there. I was like, I'm feeling very, very sick right now. I have to run home and get my medicine. I will be right back. Go home, puke. I'm puking my medicine out. Like I took my medicine, immediately threw it up. This is like 5 minutes after I leave the branch. My boss, who's at the hospital with her husband, is now calling me as I'm throwing up. And I'm like, decline. So then I hop back in the car. I call her and she's like, are you not at the branch right now? And I'm like, I had to go home and get medicine. I'm really sick. And she's like, you can't just leave the branch. And I'm like, well, I was throwing up. And she's like, so I don't know what's going on at the branch, but this person and this person got into a fight. I just got the nastiest phone call. Like, two of my employees started arguing in front of a client and the other one pushed past her and said, I can't take this anymore in front of a client. Like, I left for 5 fucking minutes. I get back to the branch and I'm like, I take one of them and I'm like, what's going on? And then the other one, like, the other person in the branch is like, they need help because there's a client. So I walk and go help the client. And the other one's like, oh, that's it. I'm calling HR. And I'm like, fucking go call HR. I really don't care. You guys grow the fuck up. I couldn't. Me and my boss are like going through some shit and y'all can't fucking handle it. You have to fucking fight. Yeah. Grow the fuck up. And she wrote this like nasty email and like included it. Like it was like to corporate, like included me and my boss in it, saying that like she was trying to explain it to me and I didn't care. I'm like, sorry, I had literal vomit left in my mouth from when I puked a few minutes earlier. Like I was still trying to down another medicine that I'd thrown up. Whatever.
So, what the fuck?
Like HR and like everyone's getting, it's just grow the fuck up. I am so sick of their shit. And my boss is all stressed out and I'm like, why? Who cares?
Like, it's finally happened.
I do not fucking care.
I feel like this month, we've all just been like, we don't fucking care anymore.
No.
Like, I'm at the point where I'm just like, fire me. I'll get fucking unemployment. You'll be down a dairy manager. Bye.
I'm on my final write-up, like my final warning before I get fired. For nothing. All right.
For nothing, yeah.
The stupidest shit. I don't even know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but like, I turned my back to help a client. Someone else walked behind the teller line, who's not a teller but used to be, saw that I was alone. We needed help. He grabbed the person in the drive-thru and ran their non-cash deposit on my teller thing.
I remember you telling me about that.
So I'm on my final write-up. Because of that, like, if anything, like, even the littlest thing were to happen, like, I would just lose my job. And I'm like, my boss was like,
you're gonna be down like, so much.
I haven't slept. Like, when she has to tell me like the final outcome, she's like, I haven't slept like all weekend. I've been so upset. I haven't, can't eat. And I'm like, why? I was like, I didn't do anything malicious, and neither did this other person. We were simply just doing what's best for the client in a stressful moment. Like, like if I get fired over that, like, I can't. Like, I'm not going to be stressed out. You're not going to lose
sleep over it because you did the right thing.
And be upset about it. Like, there was nothing malicious. So I can't, you know, I can't worry about getting, I didn't fucking steal shit. Yeah. I didn't fucking, like, lie and do some shady shit. Like,
yeah. You got fired whatever. For taking care of the client?
Yeah.
That's and a like, fucking new company's dream.
Yeah. Like, you know, whatever. It was against policy because my drawer should have been locked. And, you know, or my screen should have been locked and he shouldn't have come up and done that. But, you know, when like push comes to shove and you're in a stressful moment, shit happens. And
I tell you how many times we ran on each other's numbers.
Yeah.
Like when we worked together.
Fine. Like, oh, well, she was so upset. And it like me and the other person are just like, why?
Like people get worked up about because she knows if you get fired, she's going to be fucked. She's going to be by herself again.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I'm moving in a week. I think last time I talked about this on the podcast, I had gotten approved for a mortgage.
Yeah. But sure did.
I'm renting because there's no way in the time frame that we need that we can find a place to buy. So that's just not going to happen. Yeah, so we're literally moving 2 streets.
And there wouldn't have been enough time to do a house thing.
There's just not enough available on the market to even find anything. Everything's overpriced, and then there's like a bidding war for it. I'm just not there for it.
No, man, we're just like sitting down, and I'm thinking like, you know, this place that you're getting is that much. You got first, last security. That right there is a down payment on a house.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so fucked up. But like that down payment on a house, like where you're looking, it's you're not gonna fucking get anything. You know, right. It's a down payment on a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate this market. I hate this state. I hate this state.
I know.
But... So I'm just, you know, Matt and I'll sell you our house when we're ready to move. Give us a couple years.
Well, then you're going to move away from me.
And then you guys can move with us later. I don't know. Whenever you want.
Fuck, I'd move away.
One of these days.
If we weren't so dependent on our jobs. You'll be sick of Florida.
Oh. We can find new jobs. I feel like you're dependent on your family because you have a kid.
That too.
Yeah. If you didn't have... Not if you didn't have Emily, but... if you don't have that damn kid. But, no, if you... I mean, you've got family right there. That's free daycare. Fucking... Yeah. That shit right there. That's a full-time job to pay for daycare. So,
yeah.
It'd be silly to walk away from that. But... We don't have that, and, you know.
You know, but you still have all your family here. Scary to move away.
It is scary, but my anger with this state outweighs how much I love them.
Yeah.
And, like, we fully, like I plan on making road trips down here. Like, I don't want to live so far away that, like, it's, I don't want to live more than, like, a 10-hour drive away, you know. Like, I would like to live in, like, maybe Georgia or, like, South Carolina. I don't know. Yeah.
And we've talked about Tennessee and areas like that. But, like, to talk and say, like, oh, yeah, one day we could see ourselves moving. And to actually, like, say, like, oh, we're going to leave, you know, his job that we depend on. Like, right. I feel like with my job, I could find something pretty equivalent. But for he him, could like. Too.
Like, we both work for... nationwide retail chains.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he's like a manager and he makes salary and
but you'd be surprised how many different stores are looking for management. Like, I check my thing all the time and I'm just like, how is that store functioning without a store manager for this long? Like, just no store director, just whatever. I mean, our store would probably be fine without a store manager, but
yeah, that's what scares me. And then what if you move away and then you're like, I fucking hate it here.
You can come back and know that everyone at your job misses you and they would gladly take you back.
I highly doubt that. I'm not the personality hire that I thought I was.
I'm not the personality hire, but I know that, like, my work ethic speaks for itself. And, like, if I decided to leave... I don't know who they would hire to replace me, and I'm not, like, trying to fucking toot my own horn. I don't know who they'd hire to replace me, but I know for a fact if I decided to come back, my store director would drop that bitch and bring me back.
Right.
Because...
I know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but you've promised me so many raises. I've never once questioned you on why I didn't get those raises, and I still do the same caliber of work. Either way, I'm the best employee you could ever fucking have. Mm-hmm.
I got a 3% raise.
I mean, I get a raise. I get what? 10 cents a year? Thank you. That barely covers the raises in taxes, fucking
cost of living.
Cost of living.
It's basically
inflation. I can barely buy a leaf of lettuce for that raise. Thank you. Whatever.
But I am moving. I found a,
whoop, 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 whoop.
A very similar place for. A little bit cheaper.
A little
bit cheaper. And it has a few things that I really like. Like a really big bathtub and a screened-in patio. And I'm so excited.
I am excited for your screened-in patio.
Like to sit outside and not get chewed out by mosquitoes.
I've been outside your old place. I don't remember the mosquitoes
being
bad.
There's so many mosquitoes.
Really?
Drives me crazy.
Right. You need to get some like plants that deter them.
I will kill them.
Like lemongrass and stuff. You won't. You saw those plants outside my fence? I planted those specifically because they get rid of mosquitoes. They're lemongrass.
If you
want
to come over and plant some plants and be responsible for them.
I'm not planting your plants in a rental. Okay? Your landlord can pay me to do that. It's called a landscaper.
I do have a few plants that I'll
put them in a pot.
I just have one plant.
That way they're temporary. And then you can take them with you when you move.
My plumeria tree.
See, you have to have that one. That's beautiful.
I know. When I moved there 6 years ago, it was just a stick, and now it's a huge tree now.
It's fucking huge, yeah.
It's my
favorite. You're taking it with you, right?
Favorite. I don't know if I'm going to take the whole tree with me or...
Can you take a cutting of a plumeria?
Yeah. They transplant really. You could just take them off and stick them in the ground.
Fuck yeah. Take it.
Like, I don't... Because I don't think I could get the whole tree out of the ground, but...
Get as much as you can safely.
Yeah. I have a lot of snake plants that I could probably just grab a few of those. They transplant so easy.
Yeah.
Other than, I kill everything else. You do. I have a crown of thorn plant.
I don't know what that is.
Those will not die.
Take it with you. I'm gonna. Take all your plants with you.
I'm gonna.
Don't leave anything with those fucking people.
I know.
Because they're just gonna throw it away.
I quit trimming the bushes in front of the house and it looks so horrible.
But you know did what? All the trimming? They literally hire a landscaping company.
And I was having to like call them and be like, they're not trimming the hedges. No, so I started doing it and now I've stopped and it looks so stupid. But I have this really pretty jasmine plant. Aww. I mean, it's like the whole tree though. It was there when I moved in. I love it. And every like March, there's a bird's nest in it and they lay their eggs in it. I'm gonna miss that. But I have a beautiful poinsettia tree, like a huge one over my house now. And they're M's favorite because they have the red flowers.
Yeah.
She loves those trees. So, and I think there's even a part where I could put a swing on it.
I didn't know poinsettia was a tree.
Yeah, the royal ones, the big... No, I'm sorry. It's a poinsettia, not poinsettia. Poinsettia tree. You've seen them. They're bright red, like a month out of the year. Like these.
Oh, I love those.
So that's what's in my front yard. And
that's cool.
We're not taking our swing set, so hopefully I can put a swing on it for her. Yeah.
Are they sturdy?
Oh, yeah. And I have to read you this thing that she wrote.
Which one?
Emmy.
Oh. I was like, what, your landlord?
No. So at school, she wrote this thing, and she brought it home. And she typed it. I think the teacher had to help her with it, but... It's called The Best Pet. I prefer a puppy for a pet. I would be the best beagle puppy parent. Puppies are so cute, cuddly, and they can be like a family member. First, puppies are so cute. When you come home, they bark and wag their tail at you. They are so happy to see you because they love you. I think that's so cute. Also, I think their eyes are so cute. They look at you with puppy dog eyes. Next, puppies are cuddly. I like when they sit in your lap and they put their paws on you. They like to be pet on their soft bellies. Finally, I think Lucy, my dog, would be the best big sister in the world. She has the best cuddles and she would be so gentle with the puppy. Last, she will share her bed with the puppy. I want a puppy so much. Puppies are so cute, cuddly, and they can be like a family member. Bye, M.
Well, that's not subliminal. I don't know what it is.
Excuse me, teacher?
At the beginning, I thought she was talking about Lucy. Like, oh, Lucy's the puppy. But she's trying to get a puppy out of you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can handle a puppy right now. You've got a move coming up.
No, and I already had to lie about the one dog we had.
Well, she does say she wants a beagle puppy.
Yeah.
Which is very expensive.
She's not getting a beagle puppy, but she keeps writing stories like that, maybe.
That was pretty cute.
So convincing.
Give her a couple years.
I know.
A couple years. Maybe you can get your own place, your own house. You have a beagle farm.
That would be crazy. Do you know how crazy beagles are?
So stupid. Crazy. Stupid. Crazy.
She was so bad. Like, the amount of times that she would just be on a table. Like, you know, in my house I have
I don't remember Callie ever being on a table.
All the time. On the coffee table? I was just an extension of the couch to her.
I just remember being so chunky. No, I don't remember her being on the table.
All the time. You know that ledge in my house that like separates my living and dining room?
Yeah.
Well, we still had her. She would just go stand up there, especially if there was food on the dining room table. Just walk out and she's standing on a half wall. Like,
I literally a balance beam. Picture her standing like that. She was just so chonky. How does she have the leverage to do that?
When there's food involved and a beagle,
that's true.
Anything's possible. So,
Callie.
I hung that up on the fridge in case Rich gets any ideas.
About a dog? Like, now he knows what kind to get?
I mean, he's still not happy about Lucy. He loves
what
her.
What do you mean?
Don't get me wrong. But he's like, he's like, I wasn't ready for a dog.
He's not ready for anything.
That's true. That is true.
He's a responsible boy.
Maybe he's too responsible.
Doubt that.
I think that's what it is.
No. I think he's just scared of everything. Scared of change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am too, but I also have two dogs that I know for a fact will eat me when I die. I don't want another one. Mostly. I kind of want another one. But
I'm just picturing your dogs eating.
I know. I'm going to die and they're going to be like, I've been nipping at her to wake her up, but she's not waking up, but I'm really hungry.
This dumb bitch won't feed me.
Start with her toes.
I think they'd go with your nose.
That's rude.
Why?
It's because it looks extra fatty?
No. It's just like...
Lulu always tries to bite my nose.
Yeah.
Or my fingers. She thinks they're little worms. Anyways, do you have a story for me today? I hope you do, because I don't have a story for you.
It's not a story. It's more of a collection of stories.
I am intrigued. Okay. I'm sorry if my eyebrows didn't say that.
You look angry.
I'm like, go on. I am realizing that, like, I just look angry. And I'm sorry. I was, like, trying out that Memoji thing on our iPhones. And I'm like, you know, like, it like looks at your face and like it can pick up all your facial expressions. And like the whole time I'm like trying to find like a hair color, I keep looking at the thing and it's like, it's just angry face. And I'm like, that's not what my face looks like. And then I realize it is what my face looks like. My eyebrows are furrowed and my eyes are squinted and I'm just angry face. That's just what I look like. That's what my phone thinks I look like.
Well, you do it with not a single wrinkle, so I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. And I don't even wear SPF.
Oh, Lord.
I wear it if I, like, go to the beach.
We'll talk about that another day.
I just don't like it. It smells. All right.
So.
Moving on.
My story is stories. My story is stories. About third man syndrome. Have you heard of that?
No.
Guardian angels, although in my notes I put guardian angelfish.
It's going to be one of those which days.
Is a way better story. So.
Is it? I don't like fish.
No, it's not about fish, I promise. I don't like fish either.
Good. They're gross. Okay.
So, we all know what guardian angels are.
Word.
Okay. Third man syndrome. So I'm going to explain the background on that. In 1914, Sir Ernest Shackleton set out to cross the entire Antarctic. Even though he was not able to complete the full journey, his party had to travel on foot across mountains and glaciers after their ship became stuck in ice to reach safety. Writing about his experiences, Shackleton made the remarkable admission, quote, during that long and racking march of 36 hours over the unnamed mountains and glaciers of South Georgia, it seemed to me often that there were four, not three.
Georgia?
Like the country.
Like in Russia?
Where's Antarctica?
Well, like, Antarctica is like... So, like, the base of South America, there's like Chile, and then down below there's the Antarctic Peninsula. Way down there. And then South Georgia is like this little island off to the right in between the two.
Okay.
Sorry. I was like, Georgia? I didn't know there were icebergs in Georgia.
South Georgia.
South Georgia.
So it often seemed to him that there was four men, not three. Thanks to his writings, many people have come forward to share similar experiences. So it's called Third Man, not Fourth Man. I don't know why.
I still don't know. You haven't explained it to me.
This is a phenomenon of human survival where a stranger appears to a victim in a time of extreme need. People say they have seen a person or hear a voice providing them with help, emotional support, or showing them how to escape.
Like a guardian angel, like you said. Right. Wow. Sorry.
Yeah. So I've heard a few podcasts cover it, and like the most common stories are when people are in a really bad car accident, someone will either pull them out or stay there with them until emergency services arrives. And then when, you know, they're like, well, who was that person? Who was that person? No one was ever there.
It's like at 9/11, that one person with the red bandana.
Well, he was real.
Oh, but then that bitch was fake.
The bitch was fake.
Yes. The bitch was fake. Wells, sorry.
Wells Crowley. But no, there are stories from 9/11 where people were guided out by someone who, and, you know, they turned around and no one was there. So there are stories of this with 9/11.
Like a ghost.
Yeah. So I got some stories. Most of them are from BuzzFeed, but I've got a lot.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah. All of the stories and links will be in our show notes from everywhere that I got this. So the first one, I was driving home after running an errand with my youngest child. I was about to enter an intersection with a green light for me when all of a sudden a male voice yelled, "Stop!" very loudly.
Ew.
I did, and another vehicle plowed through their red light. I looked around and no one was on the sidewalk. There was a tall cinder block fence blocking the road from the homes and everything else around. I was even more shocked when my daughter asked who had yelled.
She heard it too.
I asked her what she heard, and she asked who was the man that yelled stop.
I hate that. I mean, yeah. I'm glad that they're alive, but
right.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
That's scary.
So, I'm an RN. Many years ago, I picked up a coworker on the way to the hospital at 6:45 a.m. We were traveling down a busy major road and came upon a two-vehicle accident. I told my friend that I had to stop, so we did. There was a young man stuck in his car. We tried to open the driver's door several times, which was the only accessible door to pull him out. It was stuck. We saw smoke coming from the engine and were in panic mode. Out of nowhere, a man appeared and said, "I can help." He opened the car door with minimal effort. We then were able to get the young man out and could clearly see his foot was broken. I turned to thank the man and he was gone. When we asked about him, no one at the scene saw him, and everyone assumed that we had opened the car door ourselves.
Even the guy that had his foot broken? Even that guy?
Let's see. I don't remember what his face looked like, but he was calm and pleasant. I believe in a higher power, and I truly believe he was an angel. I'm so grateful. So it doesn't say.
Intrigued.
That was from Donna Kirkpatrick.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay. Next story. I developed PTSD before I had learned to tie my shoes. And as a result, I had a lot of, quote, behavioral problems as a child. This resulted in me spending much of my elementary education in isolated suspension.
Wow, so shitty. Fancy. Sorry.
We had way different reactions.
The vernacular.
Oh.
The language that they're talking.
ISS.
Very fancy.
Remember that? Oh, yeah, they say it down
there.
Oh,
in school suspension.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Essentially, I was put in a very small room in the administrative office, which had big glass windows.
You get to watch everybody else eat sub sandwiches for lunch, but you're too poor to get any.
What's going on over there? Okay.
Anybody that had lunches provided would get a lunch to ISS.
Oh, okay.
Unless you didn't have lunches provided. And then everyone else ate around you.
Are you okay?
Did we go to different schools? We went to the same school.
Okay, well, number one, I wasn't in ISS that much.
I was.
I think I was in ISS twice, and because of I was in it twice, I ended up getting Saturday school, and I was like, fuck that, I'm never doing that again.
Oh, ours was just fucking bullshit from fucking dress code.
That's what mine was for, too.
It's fucking bullshit.
Or no, it was
bullshit.
For being late to class.
Oh, see, mine was never that. I was always on time. I'm a good girl. I just don't fit in to your stereotype.
That school doesn't have dress code anymore, by the way.
What?
Yeah, they started that the year after I graduated.
No, bitch, because... Oh, they started the dress code after you graduated.
Yeah, and then... like,
wait, so two of my coworkers ISS for dress code before they started the dress code. What did you do?
No, it must not have been for dress code then. It was for being late to class,
because I remember I was wearing a Misfits shirt and they were like, you can't wear that, you have to wear a collared shirt. And I was like, well, I don't own one, so suck it. And they were like, you suck it, go sit in ISS.
Yeah. No, it was that way for me in middle school. We had the strict dress code, and like,
It's fucking stupid.
Owned two collared shirts, and we had like block scheduling where like every other day you go to different classes.
Yeah.
So like I had to wear a shirt 2 days in a row just so that I wasn't looking like I was wearing.
It's just so fucking stupid. There's no fucking point to dress code.
Right.
I wish people would understand that.
No.
People go dress slutty any way they want.
Yeah.
Even if you slap a collared shirt on them, they're going to find some. And when dress code was instated, there was a girl that was given head in the bathrooms. Like, just like glory hole style. Do you think your dress code had anything to do with that? No. She's just a hoe.
She's an entrepreneur, Rel.
She was getting paid.
Good.
Or maybe she was trying to break a record. I don't know. Anyways, sorry. I am so... I also have PTSD from high school.
I know. Dress code doesn't help underprivileged kids.
No, it doesn't. It just makes you feel more alienated.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry that I can't wear a nice American Eagle collared shirt. I'm sorry that my shirt is from Walmart and it cost me $2. And it looks like it.
And I will be wearing this shirt all year. All right, we got to get back to this now. Anyway, they were sitting in the suspension, had a big glass window. There were two desks in there, and I became close friends with a boy from another class in my fourth and fifth grade years because he was usually in ISS with me.
That young?
Oh. Right? Well, turns out he never existed.
Oh.
Well. More than 20 years later, I still remember him better than most of my classmates. I can remember him comforting me as I cried, as I told him about my home life and secrets that I still haven't told anyone else. I went to a different school for sixth grade, but I came back to high school in the same town. When I asked about him, no one knew a thing about who he was.
That's because it was her imaginary friend.
This was a school where the graduating classes were rarely over 100. He wasn't in any yearbooks or even in the absent for photographs section.
He was either a ghost or an imaginary friend.
Right. That's very sad that, like, that kid was just stuck in a fucking classroom instead of taken care of.
The ghost, you mean?
The kid from the story.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel more sad about the ghost. Why do you have to haunt a classroom?
The ghost was there to take care of that kid.
I'll be there for the rest of my life. The rest of my afterlife.
I was 14, up late reading, and the only person awake in my house. Yeah. It was nearing morning when I suddenly heard someone whisper my name in my ear.
Hate it.
Obviously freaked out, I launched out of bed, ready to run to my parents' or sister's room when my feet landed in a puddle. Our sump pump had gotten unplugged, and our entire downstairs floor, where all the bedrooms were, was starting to flood. I woke my parents up, and thankfully we sorted out the issue. But if the water had risen an inch higher, it would have hit the outlets and shocked the daylights out of us.
Ugh.
That was from Jordan Brinker.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's so scary. I didn't even think about that. I was like, it's not like anybody's going to drown. I didn't even think about being electrocuted. Oh, that's so scary.
Yeah. You would think like houses would... I don't know.
Ew, especially here in Florida when we have hurricanes and everything floods. Oh my god.
Well, the power's usually out by then.
Is it though? Is it though? I'm stressed because I would be that fucking dumbass that just like strolls in there and like,
It's just water. You know.
If everyone could see that face you just made. So
that's beautiful. My electrocution face.
Okay. A few years ago, I got my daughter a cat for her birthday. About 2 months later, we were painting together and used an old sports water bottle to rinse our brushes. We were having fun and didn't realize how late it had gotten, so I put my daughter in the bath and to bed without cleaning up. After she fell asleep, I went back downstairs and laid on the couch. I was thinking I would clean up after an episode of The Boys. About 2 hours later, I was woken from a dead sleep with a voice telling me to check upstairs. I looked at the baby monitor, and my daughter was asleep and breathing, so I tried to ignore it out of my sleepiness. The voice repeated itself, getting more and more urgent. It sounded so urgent that I got up and went upstairs immediately. When I got to the landing, I saw the cat, who usually slept on my daughter's bed, lying on her side with her head stuck in the sports water bottle. It was completely fogged up and she was barely breathing.
No!
It took me a few seconds to pry it off and start giving her CPR. Fortunately, she was all right.
How do you know how to give an animal CPR?
And that voice saved my cat's life.
I need Same to look way. It up. I need to get Heimlich maneuver classes. I'm always scared this one's going to choke on something. She's always eating something in the yard. Look at this face. She's the face of someone that's going to choke on something.
She's proud of it. That was by Patricia Joseph 1.
I have to tell you about her vomit the other day.
Yay, I can't wait.
Take your sip. So the other day, she was like, you know, she wakes up, we run around outside, then she comes in, she eats her breakfast, and then we don't go out again for like four hours. Well, her and Murphy had a little play sesh before her little 4 hour timer went off. And, you know, whenever she like plays hard, she has to go out again. But I was just like, whatever, I'm like really tired. And she like jumped up on the couch and like vomited this whole log. It was a perfect log. I'm sorry if I'm grossing you out. We can cut this out. It was a perfect log of undigested food and worms. Whole worms that she ate out of the yard. You can see them swirled around her. And I'm like, that's it. Stop eating worms out of the yard.
Lulu. What? Oh, Jesus.
She just eats so many worms. She just loves it so much.
And she kisses your face.
I love my baby. Anyways, sorry. You can cut that out if you want.
I don't know. Listeners, do you want me to cut that out?
Do you guys want to hear about worms in my dog's vomit? They're just earthworms. It's not like they're parasites. They're just earth. She loves the taste of our dirt. She hunts them. And maybe the worms are already dead when she eats them. She just rehydrates them with her body.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay.
Cut all of that out.
I'm not going to. When I was about 11 or 12 years old, I often swam at my grandma's house after school. These swims were usually by myself and unsupervised since I was a relatively good swimmer.
Relatively?
11 and 12. That's...
Relatively? And they're leaving you by yourself?
One day, I was doing a backstroke, going fast, and daydreaming when I heard a young girl's voice shout my name. I immediately picked up my head to see who had called me, but I didn't see anyone outside or around the pool. I quickly noticed that my head was also inches away from the concrete side of the pool.
Been there.
If I hadn't heard that voice shout my name, I would have smashed my head on the concrete and likely drowned.
So I've been there.
Powerful swimmer.
You'd have to be a fucking motorboat to do that. I'm sorry, but she was probably just... I've done that. I've literally done that. Yeah. I like to daze off. I like to just look at the sky and just put my ears under the water so I can't hear any of the bitchy little kids screaming around me. And then you just swim until you hit the... until you physically hit the edge of the pool.
Okay. I was taking a shortcut across a frozen wet... Wait, this is a hard
frozen wetland?
reservoir.
Oh.
That's a really hard word.
Who is taking a shortcut over a reservoir? That is a really hard word.
Mike from New Jersey.
Mike from New Jersey. What are you doing? Do you not have sidewalks where you live?
He was taking a shortcut.
Over a frozen reservoir?
On the way to a friend's house.
That sounds like a lake.
Suddenly, the ice cracked and I started to fall through. I felt two hands slam into my back and I skidded across the ice.
Yeah, you gotta spread out like a jellyfish.
I was soaking wet when I arrived at my friend's house, cold and shivering. I told him the story as I changed into some of his clothes so we could throw mine in the dryer. My friend turned white and his eyes were bugging out of his head. He guided me to the bathroom so I could look in the mirror and I saw what disturbed him. There were two hand-shaped bruises forming on my back. 40 plus years later, and I still get chills thinking about it.
Wow. That's a ghost.
All right. Next story. When I was 11 years old, I was walking home from a parade downtown that the entire town was at. I was alone, taking a long route through a residential area. A grown man in his 30s followed me. I was scared because I didn't know the area. He got closer, no matter how fast I walked. Suddenly, I saw a dog tied to a pole in the side yard of this large house nearby. I pretended I knew the dog and walked over to it. I then went into the house's front door, and by some miracle, it was unlocked. No one in our town would leave their home unlocked, especially this immaculate home. I went inside, locked the door, and stayed there until the stalker crossed the street and disappeared. I then ran the 2 miles to my house. When I met the owner of that house years later, they said they'd never owned a dog as their son was allergic. Linda.
Maybe she got the house wrong.
Maybe. You just believe the story.
I'm trying.
You're gonna sleep so good tonight.
Oh, God, I hope so. I've been PMSing
hard.
So the last few nights have been sleepless in Seattle. Sleepless in Seattle.
I'm surprised that you're drinking a Delta 8 drink after drinking alcohol.
Actually, a lot's changed about me lately.
It has.
I'm finding that I can mix the two. Yeah. I'm also finding that my tolerance for alcohol is going down while my tolerance for THC is going up. It's a problem.
And she doesn't wear underwear anymore.
I've never worn underwear. That's not a lie. That's a lie. But I'm not wearing it right now. Not that nobody needs to know that.
Listen, I am a proud member
of the no underwear clan.
Yep.
Because it gives you chafage that you just don't need in your life.
And extra laundry.
Extra laundry.
And it's hot.
Sweaty. It's, yeah. It's not fun.
No.
Sometimes you get a fredgie from your pants, but that's okay. You just squat, accidentally fart.
And then you have a whole nother problem.
It's a good thing I'm all alone in my cooler.
Okay, next story.
Woo!
I think this will be our last. As a kid, I was in and out of hospitals for surgeries related to a genetic disorder I had. When I was about 9 or 10, there was this nurse who worked the night shift and would sit with me telling me stories when my parents couldn't be there. She was very young and looked like a teenager. Looking back, she appeared far too young to work at the hospital and was far too energetic to be working the night shift. She wore all white scrubs and would braid my hair when I was lonely and couldn't sleep. She'd sit with me for hours on end without having to go anywhere else. One night, she stayed with me when my parents couldn't. I felt a pain in my side and I told her about it. It was the most intense pain I had ever felt at that point in my life. My call button wasn't working, and there were no other nurses but her to help. She told me she was going to get help. About a minute later, a group of doctors and nurses burst into my room asking who screamed. Apparently, they had been in a separate ward when they heard this high-pitched scream that almost sounded like singing coming from right outside my door. Everyone had heard it except for me. As it turned out, I was having complications due to surgery and internal bleeding that very well could have resulted in permanent damage or death by morning. Later, when I asked what happened to the nurse, they were all perplexed and told me no one who matched that description worked there. They checked the schedule and somehow all of the nurses were under the impression that someone was acting as my bedside nurse, even though no one was on rotation. That really confused me. My parents remember coming in some mornings and seeing my hair in French or Dutch braids that they assumed I had done myself when I was bored. The nurse in white had braided them, as I was, and still am, hopeless at braiding. The strangest part was that my doctors would sometimes hear me talking to someone when they walked past my room, but they assumed it was my parents or that I had simply taken to talking in my sleep. Aww. To this day, I know that it was a guardian angel. I haven't seen her since, but I know she's still with me. Aww.
You're so sweet.
Yeah.
And also kind of scary.
Oh, I think it's sweet. Being in hospitals is so incredibly boring.
Boring?
Yeah, like...
Bring a book. Why didn't you bring a book with you?
I probably did, but it's still so boring. Like, all you can do is sit there.
I would say, give me a book and give me a pillow for my lumbar. And I'll be all set. And I've got my phone in case I get bored of words on the book. I can look at words on a screen.
I brought my laptop with me and like watched Netflix. It was just so boring. Like, you cannot get up. It's horrible. I do not recommend.
What? Don't recommend having babies.
No, not with her. There was no dull moment then. No, when I had my gallbladder removed, that was horrible. Yeah, because I had complications.
You were out for that long.
Well, I left the next day, but I was still really sick, and then I had to come back to the hospital, and I was in the hospital for like a few days. Well, all right, friends. Well, rate, review, subscribe.
Pray for us.
Yep. Yeah. Please. Always pray for us. We'll pray for you.
I won't, but Tamara might.
Send your crazy stories too.
FearfulFriendsPodcast@gmail.com.
Bye, friends.
Bye.